If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one...
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
You're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg, don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
But I don't know how you, what's the expression? The genie's out of the box. Like, the only way to fix
it. Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math?
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Overall, people love the tournament.
Not as much as they do this
year. But they still love it. Maybe they don't love it as much.
They really love it.
Yeah, they still love it. They still love the tournament. And this is
uniquely so, I would say, this year.
I would say by what? A few million?
Seven, but who's counting?
Okay, so 7 million is nothing.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Coco has thinner skin than a plum. I've been on the show for 4 years. Like, if I had thin skin, I would have been out day three.
Oh, yeah.
Do plums have thin skin?
Yeah, they do, actually.
Not a plum guy?
I know, I love a plum, but I like them hotter, though.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
I think there's a place out here in the United States somewhere like Wyoming or somewhere along those lines. It's like Montana or something like that, where they're paying people.
Wyoming and Montana.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning. Morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo!
It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What is going on, adults?
Good morning.
What up, what up, what up?
How are we doing?
I'm feeling great.
Yes.
Shime, you a couple hams richer after that Gators win last night in the national championship game?
Sure am, Greg. The UConn women and then the Gators, back-to-back nights. Woo.
Okay, well, breakfast on you, perhaps, this morning.
If you insist.
Be a first.
I hope people were listening to your FanDuel spot yesterday, Greg, because we gave it to them for free.
Yes, we did, Shime. Yes, we did.
Right.
I mean, not a bad basketball game considering overall the college game has zero offense.
Yeah, well, so. If you like 34% from the field and 39% from the field, I guess last night was a good one.
America the stats does. Were on your side.
Yeah, or if you like 24% from three-point land and 25%, I guess it was a good game.
I know. It was,
It'll do banana numbers.
It's just awful. When you watch a game like that, and you don't see 100 3-point attempts, it's just boring.
I don't need 100
3-point attempts. You're so right. You're so
I don't
right
need a 200 3-point attempt, but damn, 65% from the free throw line?
Yeah.
I mean, God dang.
All right. Well,
I'd rather watch a MIAA high school game.
Yeah. I'm sure the Duke fans are still poking themselves in the face with sharp objects because I think Duke would have walked away with that one last night.
But they always got next year.
You know what? That Florida win over UConn in the that was to get to the Sweet 16, so it was round two. UConn was an 8 seed, I believe. That game where UConn had the lead late in the second half and that team's won back-to-back championships and everybody was just like, wow. You just can't beat this team. And the way Florida came back, held on, I thought they would win it from there. I didn't pick it. I didn't do a bracket, but that game showed me a lot in Florida.
Mm. Yeah.
Did Kostos pick it? I know he picked the final four, but
he
who was his actual winner?
Yeah, he picked all the ones. I don't know if he picked the...
He had a final.
Did he have a final? Okay, I don't remember.
He hedged a little bit, though. Didn't he throw Gonzaga in there as a hedge or something?
Said maybe.
Remind me.
Yeah, he said Gonzaga would be the only potential team to beat one of the one seeds, and that would be Houston.
Yeah, he hedged a little bit. But, well, we got a lot to get to on the show this morning, and certainly we'd love to have you be a part of it. In whichever form of communication you'd like to use. So you could call this show at any time. The number is 617-779-7937. You can text this show on the Subaru of New England text line at any moment. And that is the same number when it comes to text or to calling. You can watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube. This show on Twitch presented every single morning by Springer's Jewelers, and there are three locations that you can visit. One in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and the others in my adopted home continent of Maine, in Bath, Maine, and in Portland, Maine. Go to springersjewelers.com. And if you can't call, you can't text, a reminder that you can leave a voice note on any topic at any time, whenever the mood strikes, on the Odyssey app. And you can definitely listen to the show on the Odyssey app. And you can listen whenever is convenient for you, wherever you happen to be. Just download the Odyssey app. But to leave a Hill note, just click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and leave that voice note on any topic. And we'll play the best ones back coming up at 9:20 or so this morning. It's a two for Tuesday, and that means your chance all day long to win Red Sox tickets to see the red hot Boston Red Sox, Curtis. And I think we will give you a code word at 7 this morning, and then you use that code word all day long to win Red Sox tickets.
I mushed them last night because I realized if the Sox won last night, that'd be 6 straight.
Yeah.
And so I looked up the old baseball reference from last year. Their season high last year was a 5-game win streak.
Mm.
So, of course, I got an X and said, unlike Jim Cramer, who predicted a mass stock market crash, idiot, I tweeted that the Red Sox were going to have the longest win streak of the year already on April 7th, and then they lost. So that one's on me. That was premature.
All-world catch by Sadon Rafael
in right center. That was unbelievable. He ran felt like 200 yards in 5 seconds.
Yeah, it could have been a severe collision situation, but it was not. And
good communication out there. I got it.
Well, you know whose job it is to communicate out there.
Yep.
You remember back to Little League?
Center field always has the right away.
Always. You got to call guys off.
Yep.
Always. I remember that from Assabet Valley like it was yesterday. So, All right.
What was your highlight in Little League?
You mean other than urinating in my uniform and covering it up with mud while playing second base?
Right.
Well, I think the ice cream truck after.
I think that mud might not have been mud.
Courtney's right. It may have been the arrival of the ice cream truck.
Huh? It was good.
Maybe it was.
Yeah. And a big day for the Red Sox because now we can watch the docuseries on Netflix.
Yes, that is correct. The Clubhouse season with the Sox has officially dropped on Netflix, and we are going to talk to the director of that series at 8:30 on this morning show. His name is Greg Whiteley, and you can binge. You don't have to wait.
Oh, good.
Celtic City.
All right.
And so you'll be able to binge your heart away all day long today on the Clubhouse, the new Red Sox series.
I prefer the binge. Like now that I'm watching my shows, Mobland had an episode that I watched yesterday.
Same. Yeah. I'm caught up.
Yeah. And I wish I could just binge the whole season.
I don't know, though. I don't think I retain as much information when I binge. Like, watching week to week, White Lotus, I remember characters far more than the seasons where I'm just able to binge an entire series, where I leave and I'm like, what was the main character's name
really?
Again?
I'm the exact opposite.
Oh, like, I retain so much more.
The problem with, and definitely when there's a massive delay between series.
Oh, yeah, I don't like
you
that.
You forget everything. Yeah. But that might be an old head thing.
From week to week, it's, you know, and then if the show doesn't have previously on, where it kind of gives
they
you.
They all really do.
Not all of them. Like, I don't think Mobland does.
Yeah, you just have to skip it.
But I'd rather just watch them all, get it done, get it out the way, and then I could be like, all right, now I could just enjoy waiting for the next season, whenever that comes, if it's like, you know, Paradise, where it might be 3 years.
I have an early prediction for Mobland. I think Helen Mirren, bad.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, you
it's
think?
Been obviously been the intention yes. of the entire
Really? Thought right? that was like, you What's, think?
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think right. that she's, well, I mean, think she's, yeah, the, I mean, I she's guess, the traitor.
I guess a lady who is offering her grandson cocaine in the bedroom might be a bad. A lady who calls a guy out who is like her husband's best friend
right,
and has him executed is probably a bad character, but really brilliant analysis by you.
I don't mean like a bad person. Like, obviously, morally, she's corrupt. I mean, she's a traitor. She's the traitor.
Early prediction on Seinfeld comedy, I think. I'm only 7 seasons in, but...
Right.
Courtney's, like, 90% of the way through Titanic. She's like, Billy Zane, I don't trust him.
What's... Mom, what's your sticker? What does he say? Sticker twist?
Twist.
Yeah, she's like...
But do you think she's a traitor?
No, I think she's gangster.
I think she's a traitor.
Not only is she a traitor, I think she's like the name of like that Harrigan family.
Uh-huh.
She's like, we get what we want by any means necessary, and we don't care.
I think
care.
She's a traitor.
Courtney's like, Dwight Schrute, that guy might be gullible. by the way, I have no idea. I haven't seen Mobland, so I'm just going with the flow. But I saw the finale, Greg.
For White Lotus?
And I have to say, I guess it's probably context is everything, because you guys came in downtrodden yesterday.
Yeah.
And didn't spoil it, but were really enraged. It wasn't awful.
Oh,
I didn't hate it as much as you guys did.
Really, Curtis?
Yeah. I mean, there were parts that were totally frustratingly not tied up.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I did like... The guy that killed his dad being back and, you know, returning to the hotel, and I don't know. Yeah. I thought it was
so bad. And the only thing I wanted to know at the end was what happened between Victoria and Kate. Why, who knew each other for a full weekend.
Oh, yeah.
What happened there?
But don't they wrap everything up in a show like that? Because isn't it like you said, it's like True Detective, so next season will be a completely different cast?
It's not as good as True Detective. It will be a...
But won't they wrap it up?
There are people that sometimes come back.
Oh, okay.
And are in another season. But I thought it was a giant dud. It didn't do... And also, I get it. You're supposed to suspend disbelief, but there's a mass shooting at a resort hotel, and then everybody's on the boat the next morning, like waving bye to the staff.
Foreign island.
They're not traumatized.
Nobody's being interviewed by the police or anything.
I was in a jail cell in Aruba, but I got to board my flight home without problem. So yeah,
but knows? I guess.
Do they tell you who does everything and they wrap it up for you?
Yeah, they wrap it up for you. Yeah, it's not. I don't think you would like it.
No, I like the guy Walter Goggins who's in it.
I think you will like the mystery guest that I have lined up for 9 o'clock this morning on the show. So. Do you have any inkling? This is a guest.
No idea.
She or he is a guest you have mentioned repeatedly over the last couple of months.
All right.
Any inkling about what where their fame may come from?
No, right? Because I've mentioned it.
Do you have an early guess?
Steve Perry.
That'd be a good one.
I mean, it could be Steve Perry.
I feel like I mention him all the time.
It could be the artist who was formerly the lead singer of Journey, maybe. Yeah.
Will the younger folk, Shyam and I, know this person?
I think you will know who they are, I would assume. I mean, they are they are well known when it comes to perfecting their craft, I believe.
Okay.
But...
We'll have to
go around the room with a qualifier question, and then of the mystery guest at 9, and then see if anybody can get it. All right. So, what else do I need to mention? They said it coming up at 7 or whenever we finish our leads this morning, and we will discuss the threat that Jaylen Brown issued to parlay savages like the Playboy and the Princess yesterday. And we will get to the news with Courtney at around 7:45 this morning.
Courtney just said in my ear, Alex Trebek, smart guy.
Stop. I think my I shouldn't have led with that she's bad because obviously she's bad. I meant that she's a traitor, which is could be a hot take.
That could be a hot take.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to... she's working with that other family?
Yes.
You'd have to really be a traitor on that one.
In the news this morning, Nugget Ranch sauce rage led to violence in, of all places, Florida, not like the rest of us. So that is coming up along with the rest of the news on a turnaround Tuesday, Curtis, for the stock market.
Hopefully we make some money back. And I have a question, Greg. This is often asked. We all know the best chicken sandwich. If you could have just one fast food chicken, it can be any form, what would it be?
Oh, I'm Chick-fil-A all day.
Same.
Yeah.
But you mean form of the chicken?
Like it could be chicken nuggets, it could be chicken sandwich,
I'm watching my weight, right. So grilled chicken is the way I do it.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken.
I love fried chicken.
I like fried chicken.
What's your go-to nugget, Curtis?
No, I am now with you. I've had Chick-fil-A and I'm a convert. I will say I tried Raisin Cane's and it may just be the one I went to, but I didn't get the absolute adoration it has.
Cane's is so good. You got to try again.
Okay. All right. I think it's more the sauce that you get from Raisin Cane's, or maybe it's the curly fries.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is just so damn good.
You're right. Chick-fil-A is the best.
I like Dave's Hot Chicken. Have you ever had Dave's Hot Chicken?
I love Dave's Hot Chicken.
In Newton.
Yeah, I mean, it might.
There's one in Chelmsford now, too.
Chick-fil-A, I think it's really the chicken cutlet that they use versus other fast food chicken stores or whatever breast of chicken they use that makes them a little bit better.
Unpopular take, most likely, but Dave's too much chicken on the sandwich.
What?
Oh, but that's because they give you slider buns.
Yeah, like I need full bun coverage.
What are we doing?
I demand full bun coverage.
I love just getting the tender, and it comes on just a slab of white bread. It's perfect.
I like the little slaw they throw on there and then the sauce.
Yeah,
you're saying it's too much chicken, not enough bun.
Yeah.
I got you.
Do you understand what
I understand what you're saying because you're...
That's actually the opposite of Lindsay's complaint.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. It's an overflow of chicken for you on the slider bun.
Yeah, and also it's difficult to manage in your hands. Like I don't like
especially yours.
when it might be my tiny little hands, but I don't like when you're taking a bite of a Sammy and everything squirts out the end of it. Like, and then you have to reconfigure and like put
a lot of good stuff on it.
Put
the
it
sauce.
All back together and everything. Like, I
on
like
that topic. I am not a fan. I don't get it of any kind. Any dish that's deconstructed X. So, like, deconstructed lasagna. Not a fan.
Ooh, but, like, a deconstructed burger, like cheeseburger, where they make a salad out of it?
No,
very good.
No, not for me.
Sneaky, very good. Sorry, it is. No,
deconstructed means just...
Like, all the ingredients just thrown into a bowl.
Oh,
that's
no,
a salad
that.
With ground beef on
it. Yeah, that's right. All that is.
It's not a deconstructed burger.
Kind of is. When you think about it, it is.
No.
There's pickles. You know who has a great one? Encore. Encore, the sports restaurant, little bar there, very good. I would consider that
saying,
deconstructed cheeseburger.
That's like saying you like a cheeseburger with no bun. You're one of those people.
Correct.
Who does that?
No gluten.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to.
I guess
so
it's going to be a day making fun of me.
No, I mean, but it's just, it's weird. Well, like those people will go, ooh, I want a cheeseburger, but put it between two pieces of lettuce.
Yeah.
No,
in and out.
Burger.
No.
It's not a burger.
No, it's not a
burger. It is.
Let's get started with Courtney and what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Red Sox drop one to the Blue Jays, 6-2 the final at Fenway to open up the series. Richard Fitz went six innings, giving up three runs on six hits while striking out four. Another one with Toronto tonight, 6:45 first pitch. Garrett Crochet getting the start, opposing Easton Lucas. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. The men's college basketball champion is Florida. The Gators took down Houston 65-63. Houston had a chance to tie or win it all at the end. Here's how that ended.
Florida leads it by two. Huzan gonna go. Huzan, give it up. Cryer, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, short. He won't, he can't touch it. He can't, 1 second.
Great day to be a Gator. The Celtics are in New York to take on the Knicks. Tip is at 7:30. Long injury report for tonight. Jalen, Kristaps, and Jason are all questionable, while Drew and Derek are probable, and Al is out. The Bruins are in New Jersey to take on the Devils. Puck drop is at 7. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Great start, Courtney. 37 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high, gross 44.
Are we going to hammer the Scheim on the Masters at some point this week, Scheim?
Sure, Greg, I'd love to.
Want to do that tomorrow, perhaps?
Yeah, I think that's a great day to do it.
We'll
do it
Costas Wednesday. Just sent me a text, Scheffler. That's his pick.
Scheffler and McIlroy are his two picks.
All right. I saw that Vijay Singh dropped out, Scheim.
Oh, I thought you were going to say drop something.
Did you see, though, who is playing this week? That would be Angel Cabrera, who just won on the Champions Tour last weekend after spending 2 years in prison.
Wow.
Really?
Wow, all right. It's a bounce back.
It's the come up.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Well, Masters Week. I mean, all the spring things are here. Marathon a week and a half away. Masters this week. I mean,
except for the weather.
Yeah, no, the weather is not cooperating, but that's Curtis's fault.
Yeah, I apologize. I'll work on it.
We are going to begin our leads coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Next. Shime, is it a read every text Tuesday?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Is anyone going to talk about how much of a D-bag Shime sounds like in his new Awaken 180 commercial?
Yeah, those are rough.
Bragging about beating people in fantasy football, yeah. LOL.
Yeah.
Well,
you won your fantasy football league this year?
I did win one of them, yeah. All right, and then I finished second in another one.
Oh, good job.
That's easy to do when you're in 12 of them.
I'm not in 12. I'm in 4, thank you.
So you only won one of 4.
So, I still won. Still difficult to do, Curtis. Right. How it's much not like money some was easy task.
How much money did you win?
I won in total about $1,500.
All right, not bad. Not that's bad. Pretty good.
And he was in 4 leagues, and it cost him $3,500 total. So he's down $2,000.
Nope.
But he's gonna make it. Thanks, he's gonna make it back on Mega Millions this week.
That's the league I want to be in where the winner gets $1,500. That's a good league.
Oh, he's going to make it back wagering the Masters. So don't you worry. Don't you worry.
If you're in 4 and you only win 1, you can't say that in a spot. That's false advertising.
Curtis, did I win one or did I not win one? Yeah, I won one. Thank you.
1,500 trumps.
The defense rests.
Yeah. All right. Well. We're proud of you, Shime. We are absolutely
thanks, Greg.
Proud of you.
Appreciate you.
It's a 2 for Tuesday, and that means all day long you can win 2 Red Sox tickets. So be listening in a half an hour, and we will give you the code word that you must use all day long. And then your first chance today to win at 8:30 on this show, and then another chance at 9:30 on this show. We are going to talk to the director of the Red Sox Netflix series, The Clubhouse, season with the Sox, at 8:30 this morning. And so that certainly has made news,
oh, yeah,
at least in the case of Jaren Duran. And that was Courtney's lead yesterday. And so we'll find out what else we can look forward to when it comes to that. How many episodes are there? Has anybody watched any of them at all?
Mm-mm.
I have not.
No.
There's 8 episodes.
There's what? There's what?
Eight episodes.
Eight episodes? Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I obviously Netflix and the Red Sox and all of us would have preferred that they went farther than they did last season because it probably would have been better content, but it sounds like they got good stuff anyway.
Yeah, so. I think it's more like, you know, just the behind the scenes of seeing guys, getting to know guys, how they act maybe when they're away from the baseball stadium and away from the clubhouse, you know, with their families, you know, that kind of stuff.
I think it's great because I think baseball players overall, when it comes to the professional athlete, are probably the least accessible. Like, I don't think that they do a whole lot, whereas NBA players, I think, are out in the community a lot. And this isn't a bash against baseball players. I just think that historically that's how it's been. Football players are pretty accessible. There's a distance when it comes to baseball players. This is going to make, in my opinion, all of these guys much more likable.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to get to know who they are.
Well, apparently not inaccessible if you're a triple A tow truck driver and you get to run into Tristan Cassis when his truck breaks down near Fenway Park. But I don't know. I feel like the NBA is the least accessible.
Oh, I feel so differently about that. Yeah. And I remember at Nesson, it was always like, how do we make the baseball player more accessible and get to know them more than just a player? I think NBA players are so much more active when it comes to social media. They're much more open in interviews. They say whatever's on their mind. I mean,
but you think it's harder because that the greater population of baseball, you know, a Latino player, so maybe it's a language barrier.
Yeah, that could be it.
Where, you know,
like, no, baseball players are kind of high on the dink, you know, territory.
Like, but I like follow been, like Juan Soto, and I think most of the time
the dink scale, Curtis.
Yeah, the dink scale, the Richter, the Dichter scale.
I feel like a lot of those guys, you know, they obviously feel like, you know, Big Pop, they feel comfortable speaking more Spanish than they do, you know, English, and maybe that's why they're not as accessible is because maybe they don't feel as comfortable, maybe.
Mike Napoli, very accessible. Everybody else, kind of not.
All right. So we are, speaking of NBA players, we are going to get to They Said It when we're done with our leads, and we will hear from Jaylen Brown and the threat that he issued to overly aggressive gamblers like our guy Shine. So that is coming up during They Said It, but right now let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Sean, great choice this morning when it comes to a lead, and that is Billy Idol and Rebel Yell. And the leads this morning brought to you by the Subaru of New England Love Spring event, which is here now. Spring in to your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Hello, Greg. Good morning. I have bad news for people like Wiggy and my guy Kurt Doggy over here, because I believe, Curtis, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, over the weekend, you and Ken decided that if the Patriots were to draft a guy like Will Campbell at number 4 overall, it would be more or less an unmitigated disaster, is basically the way you guys phrased it, correct?
I would get another tattoo on my head.
Yeah, well, according to sports books, DraftKings in particular, the Patriots are now heavily favored to draft an offensive lineman with their first overall pick in the NFL draft. It is minus 155. So not insanely heavily favored, but favored nonetheless. The next spot would be defensive edge at plus 185. And then cornerback is plus 850 would be the third.
Is there a limit on what you can bet? Like, you know, Super Bowl props, you can't bet a million on the anthem. Is there a max on draft pick bets? Because I feel like there could be some information that escapes that somebody could profit pretty big on.
Yeah, there probably is. I have never hit that maximum, so I don't know. But I would, for somebody who wagers far more money than I do, I would assume that there probably is a maximum. But
I just got a text from Costos. Cam Ward going one.
There you go. Right? He probably also maxed that out, too.
So what are they thinking? Cam Ward, Abdul Khan?
Well, it seems like Shador is rejoin potential slip sliding away.
Yeah.
It looks like Travis Hunter, maybe number 2. Are we going to play that Schefter audio?
Yeah, I have that Schefter audio. We can play that.
How many people has Schefter lock, stock, and barrel at number 2?
Yeah, and he tries to justify it too, and it's a whole thing.
Ooh,
but
I like that then.
Yeah.
So Travis Hunter, number 2.
But you still, then Abdul Carter goes number 3.
There's no way the Giants take Abdul Carter when they just gave Brian Burns a bunch of money and they got to give Kayvon Thibodeau a bunch of money, and both of those guys are edge rushers.
Yeah, I'm just telling you what the speculation
is. But, I mean, speculation is one thing, but looking at your needs.
Well, Wiggy, it's interesting you bring up the New York Giants because they are a team on these draft odds that are off the board. So clearly there isn't any clear information out there. If you believe it is Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, one, and then two, the sports books are even unsure exactly where the Giants are going at this moment, which means that there's a possibility of a trade up or something along those lines, which means the Patriots could, if they really want Abdul Carter, move up one spot and get him and really kind of lock it up and not have to worry about it.
Right. But that's what I would do, because it works out great if Travis Hunter goes number two. The Giants are not going to invest in Abdul Carter, another edge rusher, when they just drafted Kayvon Thibodeau in the top five as an edge rusher. They traded for Brian Burns, who was down in Carolina, and then gave him a ton of money. So if you're New England, why not, I guess, maybe trade up if you know that the Giants are not going to do that and not have somebody leapfrog you?
I just think you're going to get the opposite. I think they're going to trade down because I mean, that's my guess. I don't know. Are we playing that Travis Hunter audio during They Said It Too?
Yeah, we could definitely play that.
When he talks about what he wants to do in the NFL.
Yeah, he joined SiriusXM, I believe it was yesterday, and talked about it.
It doesn't seem possible. Wiggy will say it's impossible, but
that's a fireable offense if they don't get Abdul Carter.
Well, that's the other thing, too, though, Wiggy, is like the Giants could theoretically, if they wanted to, move on from Kayvon Thibodeau and just draft Abdul Carter, because they're going to get something for Kayvon Thibodeau on the open market. It may not be a lot, but they'll get something, and then they could just replace him with Abdul Carter if they so chose.
Obviously, didn't Vrabel's guy come from the Giants front office?
Cowden? Yes. Yeah. He may have.
And yeah, Dayball obviously has a relationship with McDaniels and the Patriots. They work there. What if they just flipped for like a third rounder? So the Patriots went up to three, then the Giants get something to add a third round pick, and they get their quarterback at four.
Shime, there's no way they're just moving on from Thibodeau when they drafted him fifth overall in 2022.
I mean, 2022 was 3 years ago now, Wiggy. If they think Abdul Carter is better than Kayvon Thibodeau and they paid Brian Burns, then it would be very easy to move on from Thibodeau if they wanted to, if they felt like he wasn't living up to that fifth overall pick.
I mean, he had 11 and a half sacks, in 2023, and then he ended up, five and a half last year?
Isn't Abdul Carter, there today or something? Is he visiting the Giants today?
Oh, I haven't seen that. He may. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I'll double check on that.
All right. Well, that'll be interesting. I actually like the Travis Hunter number two to Cleveland, then that opens up the door for you if you are the Patriots, because I don't know if the Giants are going to move on from Thibodeau, but at least it puts you in a position where you could say, hey, listen, we're willing to move up one spot. We want Abdul Carter. You guys might like Thibodeau. You clearly like Burns because you paid him a bunch of money. So there's really no room for Carter.
Yeah, but I would also say, Wiggs, you've sort of answered your question. The Giants are really dumb. They gave Daniel Jones $150 million. They make a lot of bad decisions. So it wouldn't be shocking if they did something stupid. But it would be, you're so right, it would be trying to be way too cute to improve somewhat at a position you're already strong at instead of getting the most important position on the field. But that's the Giants.
All right. Good lead to start this morning, Shime. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We will get to a lead from Curtis. Curtis, a tease on your lead.
Records that will never be broken now that the Gretzky goal record is gone.
Okay. Lead from Curtis, lead from Courtney, lead from Wiggy, lead from me, all coming up on today's Greg Hill Show here on Boston Sports Original.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure.
Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI. You know how I know how old I am, Sean? They announced the four actors who are going to play the Beatles in the biopic quadrilogy that is coming out in a couple of years, and I don't know a single one of the actors.
That seems right.
So they're doing four separate films on each of the Beatles, and the actors are Paul Mescal.
Oh, I love that spot in the Seaport.
Harris Dickinson. Joseph Quinn. And Barry Keoghan.
Oh, my God.
Do you know?
Yeah, Barry Keoghan is the actor from...
What?
He's going to be the Joker in the Pattinson Batman.
Yes, but he was that movie that I watched
Saltburn.
That I was like, Saltburn.
And oh, he is?
Yeah. Okay. And then Paul Mescal dates Gracie Abrams. He's pretty famous.
Don't know who she is either.
Didn't she run for governor?
I know Barry, one of those guys.
Barry Keoghan is going to play Ringo, so...
Oh. Drummer.
Yeah, Curtis, you were a drummer, if I remember correctly.
Basically, I got screwed. I could have been Baby Ringo.
Wait, didn't you see Gladiator 2, Greg?
Yeah.
Paul Mescal is in Gladiator 2.
Okay.
Yeah, you probably know them, you just don't know their names.
I only knew Denzel.
Yeah.
And fair. Barry Keoghan, even if you didn't watch Saltburn, he used to date Sabrina Carpenter, which I know
you're
really? A big fan
of. Oh, yes, I am. I'm a big fan of her music.
Mm. Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, do we need four full-length films on each of the Beatles and their lives? I mean, why not, I guess, right, Curtis?
I mean, far be it from me. I mean, if they made five Brady movies, I'd see them all, but it feels like we've done the Beatles pretty
so
well.
So they're making four different movies actors?
Yeah, four different movies about each of the guys. So,
have you ever walked on Abbey Road?
No, I have not. I have been to England, but I know you live there for quite some time.
I did, for 2 years. We used to play American School of London. And they were right off of Abbey Road.
All right. Well, we were in the middle of the leads when we were so rudely interrupted. Curtis, good morning.
So now that Gretzky is no longer the goal king and that it's to the side of Alex Ovechkin, I have come up with a list of new records that I feel will never be conquered.
Ooh. Mm.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
First and foremost, there will never be a rock jock that goes to WEEI and wins Major Market Personality of the Year Marconi.
That's
Chris, only one.
Thank you. Don't underestimate my fellow disc jockey brethren, but I appreciate the support.
I certainly will underestimate those guys, but you were great. Nobody will ever win seven Super Bowls, ever. Mm,
Ever.
Mm. Ever.
Okay.
It is just players are getting paid too much. They're not. Mahomes was the next great hope, and he's not even halfway there. No one will ever win 511 games as a pitcher in Major League Baseball. That may be the most secure record of all time owned by Cy Young.
All right.
And no one will even come close to the 56-game hit streak in Major League Baseball. I don't see. It's just.
But that's a possibility, though.
Somebody
gets hot. Like, when I think of records, like, I agree it'll be. No one will probably get to 7 Super Bowls. And the Cy Young thing, because the pitchers don't pitch like they used to back in the day. But somebody could get hot and get to a 56-game hit.
Especially with the torpedoes.
Yeah, especially with the torpedoes.
Isn't it the second longest? Wasn't it Pete Rose? DiMaggio had 56. I think Pete Rose got to like 40-something.
Right. To me, a record that will never be broken is something that I know is like impossible and no one does it in the league is Wayne Gretzky's point total. He is the only player in NHL history to have multiple 200-point seasons.
Well, Ovechkin could get there. I think he's only a couple hundred away when it comes to assists. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could play he could play for another 10 years.
No, he would have to. It's just nuts on the whole Gretzky thing because that's kind of the one thing that I was like looking at. Like, think about this. Gretzky had 1, 2, 3, 4 seasons where he had 200 points or more. And the next closest player to do it is like now like 140.
Ovechkin only has just over a third of Gretzky's total assists.
Right.
I'm going to say this. It's probably going to enrage Wiggy, but did you happen to see the side-by-side on social media of Ovi beating Gretzky's record this past weekend and then LeBron beating Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record.
And no, the side by
the difference between the two guys, the way they celebrated.
Well, I know
it was really interesting.
Ovi probably cracked a beer or something.
Ovi like dove, and every single player on his team surrounded him and hugged him in a scrum.
Yeah, I saw that.
And LeBron ran down the court with his hands up like this, and said, "Bring it on" to the crowd, like adore me and love me.
Yeah.
It was a completely different reaction.
Yeah, I don't remember LeBron's reaction, but I saw Ovi's after he scored that goal. Yeah. Like you said, that.
What about the Cal Ripken streak, Curtis?
Oh, that's a good one. That will never be touched.
Yeah,
what
that's
that, like 2,600 consecutive games.
Games, yeah. Because you start to look
and let it be said, Cal Ripken has reached the unreachable star.
And like Curtis, you're right. Like when you start looking at the Cy Young and you start looking at how those guys pitched back then, I could see maybe some guy playing every day, gets lucky, and it's going to be extremely difficult to do the 56-game hitting streak. Or even like Ted Williams is 406. You could see somebody getting lucky. But the longevity to be able to pitch that many innings – or Gretzky's points. Gretzky's points is at 2,857.
That's amazing.
And Ovechkin, you brought up Ovechkin, 1,619 points.
What do you think's more impressive? Cal Ripken, 2,632 consecutive games over 16 years, or Scheim, 26 work days without a flex?
Well, that was, he had a reason why he had to go to Florida and sit on the beach and read a book.
He's doing a great job.
He's a mean ricochet.
Chime, you're quiet over there. Your coworker that was a direct
He's ready for me to caddy for him now that Shadur's not going too.
Yep, so I won the overall bet here. Greg, it's okay. He can take jabs.
I got to tell you something. I don't know why, but it appears that it's just like the PGA. Sponsors are now reaching out on the match. Is that accurate?
Yeah, there are multiple people that want to get involved with this.
Who did you hear from yesterday DM?
I got a DM from a guy. I need to pull it up here. His name is Brant, and he said that his company would be interested in sponsoring like one of the par threes, and if either of us were to make a hole-in-one, it would result in like a $1 million donation to the Greg Hill Foundation.
Mm. Well, very unlikely that happens.
Well, I think that's kind of why they do it.
Oh, you think so?
That would be my guess.
You think it's an insurance thing?
Scheim, it's time to create a foundation, buddy, because you got to get in on that.
Have you ever had a hole-in-one, Greg?
No, I've never had. I've played 4,000 rounds and never had a hole in one. Never.
Chime?
No, I've never had a hole in one.
I've seen guys do it.
I don't even think I've ever seen one in person.
You haven't?
No. Wow. I mean, like, I've seen one on TV, but, like, in playing around, I've never seen anybody else do it.
I was playing in a celebrity golf tournament one time with the great Scott Young of Clinton, Massachusetts, who won a couple Stanley Cups. And it was at Slow Acres. And the every hole, there were four par threes. Three of them had a brand new car on it, if you got a hole in one. And the other one had like an autographed basketball from the 1991 Boston Celtics. He got the hole in one on the autographed ball from the Boston Celtics, and not a hole in one where you win an automobile. I mean, it's still good to get the ace. Yeah, but
it was probably the happiest I've ever seen my dad. He got one. Yeah,
he got one. Was he wearing pants?
Yes.
Okay, because
fully dressed.
Does he golf Winnie the Pooh style?
No, he does not. Okay. He does not.
Is that what they call the hole in one when you have no pants? The Winnie the Pooh?
No.
Okay.
He wears pants all the time.
Angry pitchable days.
He Courtney's dad does the D out on a hole in one.
He does
and
not.
It's called the Winnie the Pooh. What?
Angry Principal Dave's trying to take shots at us, Greg. Like, he can actually play golf, which I highly doubt. He can barely swing a club.
Oh my
he goes,
God.
How about either of you hit the green on a par three?
Okay.
Right, I would just stop giving him attention. He's a narcissist and he's lost his mind.
We have got to pick a date for the match. They are salivating over it at Granite Links because they know also that I'm going to win. All right.
They hope you're going to win.
Excellent lead, Curtis. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will be back with a lead from Courtney and Wiggy and yours truly.